Hello.
Hello, my name is Tammy. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. And may I speak to the person who requested that call, please?
It's speaking.
Okay. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
I was trying to put a claim in for unemployment.
Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am. Are you in a weekly certification status, ma'am? Are you just opening a claim?
I'm just opening.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Because we just got laid out Friday.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your social, please?
420-941572.
420-941572.
420-941572.
Could you please verify your name?
Jacqueline Dennis Baldwin.
Date of birth, please.
July 3rd, 1960.
Your mother's maiden name?
Dennis.
And could you please verify your driver license number and state?
536-6682, Alabama.
Thank you. Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
Do I consider myself being disabled?
Yes, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Thank you. If you approve for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
A direct deposit.
Yeah. Checking or savings?
Checking.
All right. I would need a routing number, please, and an account number.
Okay. Let me see. Whoa. I got digging this person. Pull it out.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The routing number is 083-0000108.
I'm gonna repeat that. 083-0000010.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
083-0000108.
8008300108.
Yes.
Your account number, please.
304-537-8318.
304-537-8318.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Could you please verify the mailing address, please?
2711 Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N, Avenue, Tuskegee Institute, Alabama, 36088.
Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No, it's not.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, I haven't.
Could you please verify the phone number that you have on file?
334-339-8093.
Thank you. I'm going to verify the mailing address you created, ma'am. It's 2711 Benson Avenue, Tuskegee Institute, Alabama, 36088. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment claim benefits, you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1130 Hawk Pride Homestead Road, 206 23rd Court, 2806 Moulton Circle, or 9300 Newman Drive?
2806 Moulton Circle.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Pressure Specialist, Starlight Investments, W.T. Wadeworth, or WYN Services, or none of the above?
W.T. Wadeworth.
What color is your 2004 Mercedes-Benz? Black, brown, cream, dark blue.
Oh, I wish I had one.
Okay.
No.
So I have never been associated with that vehicle, huh?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I feel you. Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
What is that?
A trade allowance.
Last year.
You had a trade allowance, TRA certification?
I think so. I'm not for sure. I don't remember. Now I don't want to lie.
Okay, so did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
Yeah. I did, yes. But we had went back to work before I supposed to have went.
Okay, when was your last day worked, please? I need a month, a day, and a year.
December 9th, 22. Oh, 23 ain't got here.
12/9/2022?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I'm not a corporate officer, but I work for a corporate. Is that the same?
Okay. Yeah, it's just, do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I don't own my own business.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No. Well, let me ask you this. Now, I receive Social Security, but it's not through my job.
Yes, ma'am. I'll read the question again.
Okay.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
15.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$12.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What was your job title?
Supervisor.
Okay, your first line supervisor coordinate the activities of reductions. You're in a plant system. What's, I'm trying to see your job descriptions.
I work through a retail called Thompson Hospitality in the retail business. So just supervise the store, make sure it's clean.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And that would be Thompson Hospitality?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And can I please have a phone number for them?
734-4821. 724-4821. Mm-hmm. I think that's the right number.
Can I have your employment start date, please? I need a month, a day, and a year.
I started in August 15, 2021.
Okay. And last day worked again?
December 9th, 2022.
Okay. And you did, because I'm curious with this, you did say you did receive a certification. Wait a minute. Let me see. Okay, you said you did receive notification that you have a TRA certification, ma'am.
I think that's what that was. I'm not sure. I can't remember that far back. That's why I said I didn't want to lie.
Okay.
That's what they're supposed to extend your check for like 5 more weeks or something.
No, ma'am. That's if you work in, like, going overseas.
Oh, No. I didn't receive that, no.
Okay, and it's Thompson
Hospitality.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, I got the phone number. And what city and state was work performed in?
Tuskegee.
T-U.
Alabama. Tuskegee, mm-hmm. Tuskegee University.
T-U-S-G-E.
T-U-S-K-E-G-E-E.
T-U-S-K-E-G-E-E, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you receive any time, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
Vacation.
For any time after your last day of work, vacation?
Mm-hmm.
And the total number of hours?
I think it was 40.
And the dollar per hour?
17.
And was that, was it issued?
Did was you vacation issued?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I won't get that until the end of the month.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. And the reason you're no longer working?
We laid off.
So it would be lack of work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty. All right, ma'am. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And your PIN number is going to be 7260.
Okay.
Write that down. So you check your portal. Okay. Okay. It says I got the answer. Okay. All righty. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Do you happen to have, you got an online resume?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file the telephone, you choose to file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week, you ready? 1-800 752-7389.
Okay.
And your weekly certification, yes, ma'am, 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. So you have Sunday to Friday by 5, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, because we've already done for this week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. So please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, you can please call 1-800-361-4524. Ms. Baldwin, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay.
I think I understand.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you have a great day.
All right. You have a Merry Christmas.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.